Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
Hello and welcome to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove. And this, of course, is your destination for news, views, trends, what you need to help you optimize and maximize your mobile presence. That's why you're here. That's why we're here. And if you've been listening in over the shows, then you know that a highlight of the show is like a show within a show, a kind of mini series where I connect with the UA ninjas, the mobile marketing wizards around the world, some amazing people who've been chosen as such by Liftoff, a mobile app marketing and retargeting platform. And they're called the Mobile Heroes. And they're called that for a reason. In a way, I'm really enjoying this series the most because I feel like I'm Nick Fury. You know, I have to bring them in. I have to bring out their talents and bring them to you. And they come from some of the leading brands and companies in the space. And so, you know, they give us their tips from basically talking shop, and you know, from picking the right creatives to distilling the right data, it's all here. And we continue today with Drew Frost. He is Senior Product Marketing Manager at Sam's Club. Great to have you on the show, Sam.
Thanks for having me, Peggy. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I said I felt like Nick Fury, so we'll have to figure out what we think you know, your superhero power is. I mean, would you like to give me a hint what you think? Why they chose you as a mobile hero to begin with?
You know, that's a very interesting question. I definitely say that it's probably the way that we look at our apps. May not be the most conventional UA or re-engagement path, but I think we have a really unique way of really kind of looking at the customer journey here at Sam's Club.
I mean, that's a great point because it is a great app. I was doing some research into it. And although, yes, I am from the U.S., I am based in Europe, and we have an increasingly global audience that might not know about Sam's Club. So why don't we start right there? Drew, tell me a bit about Sam's Club first.
Sure. So Sam's Club was started in 1983 in Midwest City, Oklahoma, really kind of the meat and potatoes of the country. We started
but it's a loyalty app, right? I just want to get to the app, Drew. So it's a loyalty app. It's for frequent shoppers, or how does that work? How does that club work, that membership aspect?
Yeah, absolutely. So we at Sam's Club, we have two different apps. We have what we call a wholesale trading app, where you can come join Sam's Club at either a small business membership or a regular consumer membership. And then we also have an app that we launched about a little over a year and a half ago called Scan & Go. And Scan & Go is essentially a clear and concise utility. You can either call it a payment solutions app, or you can call it we like to refer to it as more of an in-club experience app.
So tell me about that experience. I mean, that's intriguing because it's something for small biz, for consumers as well. And it's obviously your baby. Drew, what can you tell me about that app and the journey it offers?
Yeah, so Scan & Go was really conceived based upon answering a simple question. How can we make the in-club shopping experience better through digital? And one of the pain points that our customers, or in the Sam's Club world, we refer to them as members, which you'll hear me say quite a bit, have came back and told time and time again is, we hate standing in line at the checkout. We love coming into your stores, into your clubs, looking for products, getting a shopping done. But that 5 to 10 minutes that we have to stand in line, I could be doing a lot more with my life with that. Enter Scan & Go. Where Scan & Go's main functionality is the member can come in, they can scan their items, they can add their own payment method, they can check out, and they don't have to stand in the checkout line anymore. They simply can head over to our exit. We do have an exit door greeter process, like most club channels, where they show an e-receipt to the exit greeter, and they're on their way. So essentially, we've taken somewhere between a 5 minute or longer process and turned it into something that should, you know, maybe take the average user 60 seconds to do or less.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit also about yourself here, because the two of you sort of fit together, you and the app campaigns, because, you know, you're one of the people behind this in your company and your team. Now, we had a chat before the show, and I like the idea that you came from, you know, not the most, you came from a conventional, not really conventional, rather, marketing background. And really interesting is you also have a very unconventional approach to marketing, where I would say you're almost obsessed with the user. And that's pretty cool in your line of business. So tell me about that. How did you get to be this and sort of the person who really is focused on that user journey?
Yeah. So definitely I've got a little bit of an educational background in marketing. But to your point, I don't know if I necessarily came into marketing straight away. My first job with Walmart Inc. was actually in our field management. And what that means is I was basically one of the managers in our store division. Spent a little over a year doing that. And in that time, I learned quite a bit of what really and truly helps our associates or our employees. And I've also spent a lot of time learning what our customers or our members actually want, like what's going to improve their lives. Spend a lot of time in that sense, talking and just in getting to know who your customers are and how you can help them in the store environment. That became a really passion of mine, of driving excellent customer service. And I think I carried that through with me to my current role. And to your point, you know, in a previous chat, I think one of the biggest differentiators that, you know, I bring to the table is that experience, but alongside with the idea that, you know, an app is more than just getting someone to buy something. It truly can be an experience. It truly can help solve problems. If you just actually listen to what whoever your customers or your members are and really kind of what their needs are. Here at Sam's, we call it laser focused on the member. I spend personally at least a couple hours a week actually out in our club locations and our stores, talking to members, talking about technology, talking about Scan and Go. We do countless user experience studies. We do design sessions. We collect all of the feedback. And again, through all of our decision processes and all of our data realms and our structures, like, we never forget what's most important, which is ultimately our end user, right? What is it that they need next from us? And we let our members, you know, kind of guide us in the direction that they would like to see the next technology improvement to really meet or solve a need that they're telling us they have.
I mean, at a high level, how does that hook back into the marketing? Because as you said, you don't just want people to use the app to buy some stuff. You know, you want to be genuinely useful here. And I guess you have to get that across in the marketing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, that's caused us to kind of diversify our marketing strategies. Obviously, all of our marketing starts with that level of awareness and that user acquisition focus, just to get someone to actually use the app. But really beyond that, and we really talking to get anything post-install, our strategies are definitely more diverse. And I think that also comes down to, you know, how what we in the industry calls is a qualified user versus not qualified. I think in the simplest terms, you know, you could qualify a user based on whether or not they log into your app or you know who they are, so you can remarket them. In our world, you know, I think that's just the beginning. If we look across just even in Scan and Go, there are so many different paths that we take in marketing, from using social proof, you know, actually putting live feedback into our marketing efforts, to talking about scale, how many people are actually, you know, benefiting from this app. And then also, you know, just from a member perspective too, like, within that user experience and those user studies, coming back and saying, hey, this is really important to us, and this is the reason that we're using that app. It's really kind of a member real-time optimization strategy. So it's more like you tell us what's really important to you. We start adding that up into kind of a collection and put that into a cohort. And then we start seeing where the trends or the paths take us. And some of that has been very surprising. I'll get a great example actually within Scan & Go this year is that we spent a lot of time, again, doing those user experiences and research. And one of the areas that we found was that members, our customers, love the app, but they had trouble logging into the app. Something that we, up until that point, thought was a very like seamless process. It's just, hey, give us your user ID and password for samsclub.com. Our members, basically came back feedback like, hey, we're in a gigantic still box. We love this app. We don't always remember our username and password. Sometimes the Wi-Fi or our connection is a little spotty when we're trying to log in. Like, what can you guys do to help accelerate this?
Well, I'm just cutting right here now, Drew, but, I love the idea of a real-time optimization strategy, as you're calling it, and you're going to launch into an amazing anecdote to tell us the proof points around that, but we have to go to break right now, so don't go away. We'll be right back with Drew Frost, and we'll hear more about how you can keep your users coming back with a quality app. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's fjorgedigital.com.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Book lovers and hundreds of compelling contemporary authors are heading to Miami for the 34th annual Miami Book Fair, Friday, November 17th through Sunday, November 19th. See in person amazing authors, including Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Al Franken, Russell Banks, Michael Eric Dyson, Armistead Maupin, Angela J. Davis, Scott Turow, Walter Isaacson, and many more. The 34th annual Miami Book Fair. For more information, visit miamibookfair.com.
Webmasterradio.fm. Keep your headphones
mobilizing your marketing
loaded.
And engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on Webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove, and our guest today, mobile hero Drew Frost, Senior Product Marketing Manager at Sam's Club. And before the break, Drew, we were launching into what is going to be an interesting anecdote because we're talking about real-time optimization strategy, and this is, a road test of it in real life. So what were users telling you, and how did you actually then integrate this feedback back into your app as well as your campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think where we left, our members were kind of facing more of a login issue with the app. And that was something that they definitely voiced time and time again. To put simply, we kind of came back to the drawing board with our dev unit and our product team and said, hey, this is the bit of feedback. What can we do here? And through a really grassroots effort, we came to the conclusion, hey, we're a membership organization. Maybe we don't actually need you to create an online account to actually log into the app. that probably the path of least resistance is, you know, scanning your membership card, which we ask you to do to check out with us anyway. And mm-hmm. then, you know, simply scanning your credit card too to complete the payment. It's something that we, like I said, went really grassroots, really lean team, started betaing with our members recently, and we're seeing actually really great results.
Yeah, I can see that in your app. I mean, you know, you get a consistent high rating of around, 4.5, is it? Or even 4 or 4.5? It's up there, right?
It definitely is. It's a very happy point for us. Mm-hmm. At the same token, we also get the feedback of, okay, we're at 4.5 stars. Why aren't we at a 5?
Why aren't we 5? Yeah, okay. But how do you do that? I mean, that is not easy. I mean, one time is always a simple one. That's a little bit of ASO magic in the background. But 4.5 consistent, that's pretty impressive. What do you attribute that success to?
I got to say that it's really just the actual, this laser focus on the member experience itself, right? Is that it's very much an app that you ask, we listen. There's a feedback feature inside of the app at the end of every transaction. It says, hey, would you like to leave feedback? You know, and that feedback isn't just going to the app store. It's actually going to someone, to a real person here at Sam's Club that's being layered up into other users' feedback, and that's being surfaced to the team, you know, every week, right? So we're constantly and meticulously trying to figure out ways to improve our apps for our end user. And I really think that shows based upon mm-hmm. our app rankings.
So how does that get back into the engagement marketing? I mean, it is marketing overall. So it's not just app marketing. It's going to be all the channels. And it's also focused at something different because, you know, you have a very clear view of what you want. You're not really into installs on just people buying. You want them to be engaging. You want them to be loyal users, high-value users. How does that all fit together in your own personal growth stack?
So From a growth stack standpoint, it really just starts with really good tooling for our apps, right? So I think that, you know, one of the biggest things in the industry here is, like, we start with the core, which is data, right? And then you build out from there. So one of the things that we started with when we pushed this app out was, how do we attribute all of these different channels and these different marketing activities to a particular source? You know, and in the industry, there are definitely partners that you can use, everyone from AppsFlyer to AppsLar to Tune, Adjust. I think it's really important that you start with a common understanding of attribution, right? And then, you know, just to tie into that too, you know, one of the key learnings that I say that we had is that also making sure that you're comfortable with your attribution window. You know, it's really easy in the industry just to go with default settings that, you know, sometimes are 30 days or longer. In all reality, where we're heading with our marketing efforts mm-hmm. is answering a question, did this work or didn't it work? So we're more focused on shorter attribution windows, shorter time from install to post-install events, and mm-hmm. then optimizing that in real time on the channel level. I'd say that's kind of like the base of what we're building.
So what's the event that you're optimizing to? Because, you know, there's always the event that defines the quality user. I don't know if it'd be registration or making the purchase. What's that key engagement event?
So for us, that's kind of a multi-answer question. Mm-hmm. The initial, so we call this split layer. So there's the initial qualification, which is kind of what I described earlier, that's either like a login, or in our case, it's more of a registration that, hey, I want to use this app for the first time. Then we start looking at what we actually consider quality. And depending on the app, I know we've talked a lot about Scan and Go today, it's going to be a little bit different for apps. So for Scan and Go, it's a little bit more along the lines of, hey, did you purchase, and then did you purchase again? And have we started to really develop any type of behavior with the app? For our Sam's Club core app, because there's a little bit more utility there from everything from pharmacy prescription refills to the photo center to actually purchasing stuff, it's kind of a combination effort that it's like, if you do this, plus that, we really equal a what we consider a highly qualified app user.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, you know, you're talking about that window, and it's interesting because I'm hearing a lot of this in the industry. I'm at, you know, all the conferences, all the things that you have to do. And, you know, we it didn't take very long for us to get from day 30 retention down to, like, let's find even indicative events of you know, retention and loyalty. So we how much time do we really have? What is that time scale? You're talking about optimizing in real time. What is the ideal time scale then for these campaigns? How long should we watch before we turn the levers up or turn them off?
So I think that I truly do think that depends on what type of business that you're in and and your. So I don't know if there's necessarily like a straight blanket answer. I do think that industry as a whole, there's definitely that retention curve at 7 days. And then it's kind of like, what do you do on day eight when you have a really massive drop off? You know, from our standpoint, it's definitely about accelerating that timeline. So let's say that a user installs on day one, really by day three, we want them to have completed action. Say we want them to log in by day three. By day seven, we want them to complete another action, right? And all this is really kind of layering up the two things. One is making the determination that is this user qualified? And two, is really how qualified is this user? Is this going to become a behavior for them, or is this going to, you know, be something that they may only use once in a while, or they're not seeing the value yet? And all of that kind of layers in again to that real time optimization strategy and allows us to kind of like bucket our users into certain groupings that says, hey, this is really high qualified and they need this touch point. This is a mildly qualified user, and maybe they need this touch point with this different creative, or simply that this isn't a qualified user and we really shouldn't be spending most of our time here.
So you were helpful in giving a couple of clues around the tools that you can use for attribution, dropping a couple names. I guess this is a little bit of duct tape marketing in the background, because I can't think of anything that really brings all of this together. Or are there some tools that you could suggest to help you, you know, get to this level of granularity?
Yeah, I would say. So it really kind of starts with a more of a platforming tool, right? So there are tools out in the industry that are kind of a base layer to where you can integrate future tooling in, and as opposed to putting, you know, 25 or 30 SDKs inside your app, really you can just put one master SDK in and then save your devs some time with kind of a shorter kits. Tools in the industry that are great like this, so there's two that come to mind right away, Mparticle and SegmentEye.
Is this Mparticle and SegmentEye?
SegmentEye.
SegmentEye. Okay, there you go. You cut off there, and I thought, oh boy, a new name. I have to write that one down. Drew told me. Okay, well, that's really helpful. And right now, Drew, we do have to go to our final break. But when we get back, we're going to talk about some re-engagement tips and also ask you to look into the crystal ball. So listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
WebmasterRadio.fm is the destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Engage with our panel of on-air experts and peers by following us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can listen to WebmasterRadio.fm on air or on demand from our website or through iTunes, Stitcher, or however you get your podcasts. Interact and stay informed. Just search for WebmasterRadio.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Broadcasting at the speed of sound. Webmasterradio.fm, the flamethrower. Webmasterradio.fm, we're everywhere.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
And we are back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove. And of course, our guest today, the one and only mobile hero in our series to come from such a very interesting background at Sam's Club, Drew Frost, Senior Product Marketing Manager. Drew, it's been a delight to have you on the show. I love the way that you're so practical because that's what I love. I love hands-on ideas, tips, help. And that brings us to the final segment and maybe the final, you know, area of questions. Question here is, you know, some of your big tips, some of your tips you can give. For example, we talked about engagement. Let's talk about re-engagement. What's the tip you can offer for the best performance difference you saw in re-engagement?
So I think that goes back to, again, that user journey and that data mapping. And in that process, what you really have to start understand, and this is what we focused on, is what is your app's calling card? Right? What is the one thing that users find the most value in? And that's kind of twofold. So there's definitely like the qualitative stuff and talking to members, reading app reviews, any type of feedback. But this is really kind of more where data for us plays a really key, right? So there's what everybody's telling us that they're doing, and directionally that's great. And then there comes the question of what are you actually doing? inside of the app. So for us, we definitely spend time and we map out and we say, hey, like these are the top 10 things that a user engages with the app, right? And so we start to create this formula where we're layering up. So if a person does this and this, they're definitely engaged. We should re-engage them with option B and option C. And see if either one of those takes. If neither one of those take, right, then it's kind of back to the drawing board again to say, hey, if the user's doing this and not fitting this pattern, you know, kind of what are we missing here?
Mm-hmm.
I would say that that's really crucial from a re-engagement, and I know that's very broad stroke, but it's kind of meaning to be because there's so many ways you can re-engage a user.
And so many channels too, right? I mean, not just like the creative, but you also have to say, okay, so, you know, because I'm still hearing great stories about email marketing, right? And I'm hearing different twists on push that make me think that one through again. So is there a special tool or approach or something that you see is going to be like the next big thing in marketing, mobile marketing in the new year? Because, you know, it doesn't always have to be something... some sort of new tech. It can just be a really good twist on something we already have. What do you see?
So from a kind of a re-engagement and what I'm seeing in next year is that we've said for a couple of years now that everything's going to a more personalized mm-hmm. personalization. Honestly, I don't necessarily feel like the industry is quite there yet, but we're definitely heading there. Mm-hmm. So I know that you just brought up email and push, which are two great examples. Where the most successful re-engagement or the kind of the next big thing is truly understanding how many touch points you're pushing out to your customers, your members, and saying, hey, they got an email, they got a push, they got a Facebook ad, right? But now the question becomes is that if I'm touching you in all these channels, how do I start creating a relationship with you and surfacing the right content in the right channel that's exclusive to say to Peggy, right? So maybe that's talking about avocados when it comes to push messages because you're such a big fan, or maybe that is talking about, you know, this great deal that we have on Charmin toilet paper, paper towels in the email channel. So it's really just kind of understanding, you know, what your interests are and communicating with you in the channel that you're most receptive, mm-hmm. at a more personalized level.
And that's a great segue, Drew. I couldn't have hoped for a better one, because now we've come to the end of this show. How do our listeners stay in touch with you? What's the channel that you want them to contact you on?
I'd say the easiest way to get a hold of me is through my LinkedIn profile.
Okay.
Feel free. It's actually Drew Frost. So it's one of that we're definitely one of the most active on from a company standpoint as well.
Okay, and I'll have that in the show notes. So listeners, you can check those out over at the webmasterradio.fm website. And of course, the next weeks will be jam-packed with more mobile heroes from amazing companies, so stay tuned. And if you want to read up on Drew, as well as all the other mobile heroes in this series, this mini-series, then you can check out their dedicated page over at heroes.liftoff.io. And if you want to keep up with me throughout the week or find out more about how you could be a guest or a sponsor on Mobile Presence, then you can email me, Peggy@MobileGroove. MobileGroove.com is also where you can find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. And that, my friends, is a wrap. So until next time, you can check out this and all earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, SoundCloud, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So friends, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.